You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Yeah, Adobe's finally gonna cancel Flash at the end of 2020, and all I wanna know is why 10 years too late? Why 20 years too late, quite frankly?
Why is it taking them so long to why can't they just cancel it now?
Like, Flash is a disgusting bit of code just full of, like, ways to get your computer infected.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in all seriousness.
Worse than having sex with an overused prostitute.
It is. Like, and nobody even uses it anymore. I like it how there's apparently developers still using Flash. Like, what? For what? In collaboration with several of our technology partners, including Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla, we're planning to slash all of these companies have told Adobe, dude, stop making this. It's just ruining our software.
I like that in collaboration.
Yeah.
In collaboration with
these companies, we're going to stop making this horror. How much do you need to collaborate?
With the police, I'm going to stop murdering people in journalistic ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it just like fucking...
I'm going to stop my rape and ritual sacrifice?
After meeting with a large group of people, including the police, courts, victims, and so forth, I've reached a decision to end
my illegal behavior.
Yeah, end
of the horrors.
But they're not even reaching the decision themselves to end this horror.
No.
Like, you know, Microsoft and Apple and Facebook and Google have helped them.
Within the next 5 years,
I'm going to ease off. Stop
doing this thing. People told us to stop doing this.
Yeah.
And what's really cool here? We remain fully committed to working with our partners, including Apple, Google, Microsoft, etc. You can click to see each partner's announcement, because every one of these companies has celebrated the fact Apple.com, Adobe announces the fact that we're going to stop this.
Apple users have been experiencing the web without Flash for some time.
That is true. Very, very much true. Very true.
And enjoying it.
For the Mac, the transition from Flash began in 2010. Safari requires explicit approval on each website before running the Flash plugin.
I don't believe I have the Flash plugin.
No, I don't think any of... none of us have had it installed for years.
The
WebKit project is excited about the future of the open web.
I like it how, we're excited that you're stopping Flash. But, check out some of the other ones. Each company has
You think just in the interest of being polite to be something Flash has been an important part of the developing web for over X decades,
And we give thanks to their past achievements, yada yada.
No, we're excited that you're going to stop making this buggy ass software and making our services look bad.
Yeah, also that, because it makes it look like your computer did something wrong, not their idiocy.
Well, Google was a little more polite.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't they?
33 years ago, 80% of desktop Chrome users visited a site with Flash every day. Today's usage is only 17% and continues to decline.
And out of these 17%, all of it is banner ads and spam and shit.
And things that definitely...
The trend reveals sites are migrating to open web technologies which are faster and more power efficient than Flash. They're also more secure. They also work on both mobile and desktop.
It's taken a lot of close work with Adobe to... get ready for this Flash-free...
We're supportive of Adobe's announcement today, and we look forward to working with everyone to make the web even better.
We're supportive of Adobe's... better by not using fucking Flash.
But it's like the sort of things that the World Health Organization would put out. Just 3 years ago, 40% of households in Africa were affected with malaria. Today, it's down to only 17%. We're excited by these developments.
That's it, isn't it?
We need to make sure that the web is ready to be dengue fever free.
This is Mozilla?
Mm.
This morning, Apple announced its roadmap to stop supporting Flash. We're excited. I like it how they reference that other companies are also excited by the lack of Flash use.
Game developers that formerly built games for Flash are quickly switching to HTML and seeing great results.
For like a decade.
This year, Firefox will become the fastest it's ever been. Reducing Flash usage now is an important part of making the web and Firefox better together.
Look at the way it's worded, man.
It's they're just a little too excited.
I think that's a good one. There's a Microsoft one, too.
Today, Adobe announced that Flash will no longer be supported after 2020. And Microsoft will phase out support for Flash and Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer ahead of this date.
It's like, we're so excited by Adobe's announcement.
We're not even going to wait for Adobe to stop producing this. We've already begun work to eliminate this.
This is the collaboration that everyone's doing. Like, I think Google and Apple and Microsoft just rang Adobe up and said, dude, you know what? From tomorrow, we're not supporting it. Fuck it. We're done. You know, put out a press release if you want. I think that's how it works.
By the end of 2020, we will remove the ability to run Adobe Flash in Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer. Users will no longer have any ability to enable or run Flash.
I like it how, like, not only is Microsoft not supporting it, they're going to put code in that stops the computer from running it. Yes. So that you don't even accidentally run Flash. Like, it's that much of a fucking piece of crap.
This timeline is consistent across browsers, including Google, Mozilla, and Apple.
Right. It's the only thing all these companies agree on.
Yes.
It's like one of those G20 summits where we've had a lot of disagreements here, but we can all agree that Flash is terrible.
We may be bitter rivals, but there's one thing we can all agree on.
Pretty much.
Isn't that fucking Adobe? Stop making Flash. Go away.
I love that.
It's wrong with terrible.
We've had a lot of fun here crushing our competition. But there's one thing that's not funny. That's Adobe Flash.
That's it, right?
That old man Joe loves his onions. He has onions for breakfast, he has onions for dinner. He even has an onion cake on his birthday.
Yeah.
If you've got a beloved pet pig and you want to bake it a birthday cake, but obviously it's a pig so it's not going to eat cake, yeah. So you make it out of onions.
Yes.
But you make it look like a cake because that'll look cute in the photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, it's like it's some sort of Monkey Island thing. Bake this pig a cake.
Yeah.
So you can get this random object that the guy won't sell to you at the bar or whatever.
If you buy a chocolate cake, the pig won't eat it. If you give it slop, it's...
You give a chocolate cake, the pig's like, nah. You give it slop, it's like, doesn't look like a cake.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, it's my pig's birthday today. If you help me celebrate the pig's birthday, I'll give you this item.
Use onion cake with business partners.
Yes.
They don't appreciate the onion cake.
Yeah.
Who am I meant to use the onion cake with?
Yeah.
That is a common problem I always encounter.
So this is something like what happened to you in Monkey Island as well. You have no water, you've got onions, and you have to make a delicious cake.
I reckon you could use salt water, which is around your island.
I don't want to disturb the delicate ecology of Monster Island.
Yeah,
exactly. It'll be that kind of thing. Yeah, I don't want to disturb the delicate ecology. I'm not going to touch this water.
They're like, fine, use onions with cake mix. I've tried everything else.
The Baron has taxed all of your water.
Yep.
I'm going to ring up Tim Schafer and just go, dude, we got some stories for you, buddy. Okay, you're in Death Valley.
Yeah.
You've got a little gourd with this much water left in it.
My canteen's almost empty. But
you
want to
make it?
You
feel like rewarding yourself for making it halfway through Death Valley with a chocolate cake. So at that point, you don't want to waste the water because you'll die.
Yeah.
But you deserve to reward yourself for walking through Death Valley.
That's true.
Wait, it's a Simon Max game, so you get halfway through Death Valley, Max demands a cake, and then you have to go to five other locations to get the items.
Max weighs in, Simon's retreat all the way back, and lag all sorts of random items.
Yeah.
Max refuses to leave the halfway point in Death Valley.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, but where's my zucchini?
And you finally make it and he's like, yeah, I don't like bread.
I'm an omnivore, Sam. I need onions.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.